I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. At least 100 people were killed or wounded on Friday in a suicide bombing at a Shiite mosque in Afghanistan. It's the third deadly attack this week. Extremist leaders say the Islamic State K is trying to undermine Taliban authority. Experts warn of increased attacks in neighboring India as well as Africa following the Taliban takeover. Voice of the Martyrs Canada spokesman Greg Musselman says,
there's this feeling that mighty America has been defeated and now we can do whatever we want. We've got momentum on our side.
Experts say the power shift comes at a critical time in the Western war on terror in Africa. Terrorist activity in countries like Mali, Mozambique, Nigeria, and Somalia often coincides with persecution. So pray God would protect his children from danger. Find more ways to help through VOM Canada in the full report. And each month, Sammy Tippett meets with dozens of pastors in India over the internet.
I train them in evangelism. I train them in discipleship. And then they all have small groups that they have started. And then they bring that training that we have back to those small groups. And so what we're effectively doing is helping them to make disciples and then preparing their churches to do evangelism.
Most of this work will be done through the Sammy Tippett Discipleship app, which has been translated into Hindi. Tippett wants to use the app for discipleship work instead of social media. That way, it'll be more difficult for an outside influence to shut it down. All this training is leading up to a big evangelistic event in November. Tippett says this is the kind of work he's been hoping to do through the app. Pray many will discover Jesus' love through this work. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and helping you find your place in the story of the Great Commission. So would you consider joining us today? Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.